10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Copeland.
Tonight, you're going to learn a new language. No, not kidding. You and I driving across the country. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. I mean, even you. All right. Walter M. Sterling, look at you. Sterling every damn Sunday on this radio station. It's the only place you can hear it, and it's live. Do you understand how rare that is on a Sunday night on the radio? The shame of the radio industry that everything else you're going to hear tonight is not live. It's just me and you. I've got a phone number. You ready? 855-839-1210.
I need someone, a person to talk to.
855-839-1210. You and I can talk at any time. When I trigger you, if anything I say triggers you, you can deal with it here rather than wasting $175 for a B-plus therapist. I have this thing in my head. I mean, besides all that, I am not going to go. Please, if you're a therapist, don't take it personally. I'm a horrible person. I am not going to go to somebody whose job title is therapist. Do you realize that in many states, you can announce that you're a therapist? You don't need a license, a certificate, a degree. Anybody in many states can say, oh, I'm a therapist. Oh, good for you. $175, I'll listen to you. Let me give you a tip. You can go to a priest, a minister, a rabbi, and have the same thing for free. Maybe a nice donation on the holidays, but you can have the same thing for free. You don't have to go to somebody whose job title is therapist. And then there are people whose job title is psychologist. What's a psychologist? That's somebody who went to Syracuse 2 more years than I did, and I'm going to go hand them my brain because they sobered up and went to class for 2 more years than I did. That's not what I'm going to do. Now, this is just me, because, you know, I'm grandiose. I think I'm a very big deal. If I'm going to hand my brain to anybody, it's going to be, ready, a psychiatrist. What's the difference? I'll tell you. A psychiatrist is a doctor. They're an MD. And they suffered through medical school. What is that, like 8 years of medical school? And then 2 or 3 years of board certification? And then they did a residency where they walked around with another doctor. I mean, it's like 10, at least 10 years before they get to hold my brain and say, do you realize that that's a lot? What? Do you realize that's a lot? Are you a Freudian? Yes. And after 50 minutes, all you can say to me is, do you realize that's a lot? Or what the other Freudian said to me, I have only one question, Mr. Sterling. My question is, why haven't you sought the help of somebody like me until now? Those are my two experiences. But I never doubt, oh yeah, and I went to them like every week or sometimes 3 or 4 times a week. But I understood there was no cure. I understood that this was a place for me to dump crap. And at some point, there'd be a sort of a balance where I had dumped enough crap that I could deal with it. Because I'm not, you know, you're not mentally ill. You and I are driving trucks, FedEx, Amazon. We're working on the loading dock. working at U.S. Steel in Pittsburgh, KEDKA. We're working at all these places. And there's boredom and annoyance and horrible bosses, horrible managers, and that miserable marriage. What were you thinking about her? What were you thinking? Here you are, smart. You get better looking the longer you age. You're like cheap wine. You're like wine in a box. And you're a good husband. Hi, Susan. You're a good wife. You're a good wife. Rebecca Canner. Rebecca, you're a good wife. Judy Paul, you're a good wife. Patient, suffering. But what are you guys thinking? Because the worst thing you can do is get married too soon. If you have any hesitation in your brain, don't. Just don't. You're not doing your potential bride, husband, any favors if you're not ready. Because if you're not ready, you're going to start to blame the problems with the marriage on them. When, in fact, the problem with the marriage is you got married too soon. Oh, but she's wonderful. She looks great. My mother likes her. I'd say as a rule of thumb, if your mother likes her, forget it. But that's just me. That's the big problem. People get married too young. And they're not ready. And then things don't work out and they blame each other. But it isn't the other party. It's you. That's the problem. There's no need to hurry marriage. No need to hurry. I didn't get married till I was a fossil. I didn't get married till I needed help walking. I didn't get married till I needed somebody to change the sheets at certain times of the month. And that's where people screw up.
You're so stupid. You're going to leave me? You're going to leave this? Really? Oh, God.
I'm sorry to do this to you.
Shut up. You know what? You should just go, Tom. Just go. Go. Go have fun. Have fun with your old woman. Go read at night together. You can go through menopause together, and you can go get your little prostates checked. Check each other for lumps all the time, and do those kinds of things together. And then go get some Crocs so your back doesn't hurt, and then you can go walk on the beach.
855-839-1210. How do you feel about my marriage theory? That the biggest mistake people, you know, what is it, like 20% of all, or half of all marriages in America fail. I would suggest that it is the action of getting married that is the mistake, not the effort to stay married. I believe that everybody makes an effort to stay married. They're doing their best. But when you were growing up, you didn't see the mechanics of your parents' marriage. You didn't see what they talked about in the bedroom when they went out to the car. We're going to go for a little ride right now. Well, that little ride was so that they could figure out how to make their marriage work and not put you through the hell of a divorce. But you don't know what they said. You didn't hear that script. And really good parents never let their kids find out what that conversation was about. I don't think it's the effort to stay married. I don't think most people cheat. I don't think most people want to cheat. They'll talk about the reasons for marriage failing. They'll say it's money, disagreement about how to raise the kids, trouble with the other relatives, all of that. I don't think that's it at all. I think the reason most marriages fail, or half the marriages in America fail, is because they got married too young. They got married before they are ready. And I never hear anybody say that, because that comes down to pride and faking it till you make it with your potential spouse. 855-839-1210. How do you feel? You think I'm onto something there? 855-839-1210 is my phone number. My name is Walter Sterling. I am here every damn Sunday night. Eastern time, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Sterling, every damn Sunday.
This is Matthias Bohm-Bau. Coming up, my Hollywood report on movies, live on Sterling, every damn night.
DNA don't go away. Details later, strippers on the loose, Sterling, every damn night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari.
And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective,
Find out how Florida cops handle bounce checks in supermarkets. Coming up in moments on Sterling Every Damn Night.
Parking lot hijinks. Details later, the people of Walmart, Sterling Every Damn Night.
When you probably should be sleeping, that's when Walter comes creeping. Just turn off the light, 'cause it's Sterling Every Damn Night. If you hear a bunch of complaining and a lot of mansplaining, your dial is set right, it's Sterling Every Damn Night.
All right, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210.
I need someone, a person to talk to. I need someone, a person to talk to.
I need to talk to you. I feel strongly that the reason half the marriages in America fail is not because we don't try. I believe everybody enters a marriage trying. Everybody suffers through a wedding, in-laws, arguments over the invitation, arguments over the honeymoon, all of the very special arguments that only happen once in life for the wedding. I believe that all of those result in people wanting to get married. And you get married, and then you've got this challenge of how to make that work, and you work at it. And I don't believe most marriages fail because they don't try. I don't believe most marriages fail because of money, how to raise the kids, what do you do with your mother-in-law. None of that. I believe most marriages fail because one or the other got married too young. It's not chronological age. It is the marriage clock. The marriage clock. Do I have music for a marriage clock? Let's see here. I have yelling.
People of Philly and New Jersey, I just have one question. What makes y'all want to drive like this? Because I have to say the Lord's...
And not that. Let's see. What else can we play that would be good for this? Oh, yes. I say people get married when they're not ready. Now, here's what the marriage clock is. It has nothing to do with chronology. It has to do with an internal clock. You meet somebody. It's great. You really like them. You enjoy being with them. You don't cheat on them. You don't lie to them. They don't have to wonder where you are. Or the worst thing, what did they mean by that? That's the worst thing. What did they mean by that? No, you're just not ready to get married. You're in a relationship. You're good at that. You have sexo, lots of sexo. Intimate relations, honest relationship. But you're not ready to get married. And then you get married anyway. Because, gee, they're terrific. I really like him. He seems like a good guy. I like his mother. His mother likes me. Yeah, we can get married. But you weren't ready. That's why most marriages, half the marriages fail. That's why half the marriages fail. People aren't ready. It's not the effort made during the marriage. How do you feel about that? 855-839-1210. That's my phone number. Share with North America how you feel. 855-839-1210. That's my phone number, and I will talk to you. And then you become the media. Do you understand how this works? The minute you go on the air with me, Walter Sterling, you're on a national radio show, anonymously. It's even better than me. I have to fess up. Anonymously, you get to say, no, I think you're, well, I don't care what you say. And I'm right. I am just right. That's why most marriages, half the marriages fail, because they just weren't ready to get married. 855-839-1210. It is in trouble with the in-laws, the dress, the wrong cake. God, my marriage, I was right about the cake. I wanted a cake with white icing and cherry red piping. And she wanted purple piping. And I'm like, it's not going to photograph that well. It kind of looks tacky, sort of like flirting with Queens, New York. I don't want purple piping. But as the man, I have no say. No man has any say in his marriage. And the worst part of the trick is they're expected to participate in every decision, but they get no say. Like, okay, you can participate in the decision. And in fact, if you don't participate in the decision, you will be a bad fiance. It's so weird. Roberta in California, welcome to Sterling every damn Sunday at 855-839-1210. Hi, Roberta.
It's crazy, California.
It is crazy. Are you in Sacramento?
No.
Where
I'm
are
in
you?
I'm in Garden Valley in the foothills, away from the more crazy people in the valley.
What is your evidence of the crazy people in the valley? What is one crazy thing they do?
I moved out of the valley from the Sacramento area when I was 40 because of all the gangbangers and the laws being foisted upon the population. So I came up to the foothills, and if something's going to happen, it's going to happen down there where the rats live.
Right. Now, how do you feel about people getting married? Do they get married too soon? I'm sure that's the problem.
I didn't get married until I was 24, 25. I had a career. I had graduated from college, and I waited, and I had a happy marriage for 35 years till my husband died. So, you know, one and only, and till death do you part, and that's when we parted.
I'm sorry he died. Do you think he had a happy marriage?
Yes, he certainly did. He had a problem with being a second son and being treated badly, where his older brother was the apple of his life, of his father's eye, and he went and saw a psychiatrist, a psychologist, mm-hmm. I don't know, some mm-hmm. psych person. Mm-hmm. And the psych person says,
Roberta, did it make him better? Did that help him, the therapy? Did that help?
No, not really.
I believe that, Roberta. I appreciate. Thank you for calling, Roberta. Thank you for calling 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Roberta, listening on the famous KFBK, the number one radio station in Sacramento by a lot. And it's an AM station. It's not an FM. It's an AM, which proves once again, it is the quality of the programming, not the band, that drags people off the street and makes them go, oh my God, radio is fantastic. And I prove that every damn night in Philadelphia, Walter Sterling, every damn Sunday.
Sterling, every damn night from sea to shining sea.
All right, Walter M. Sterling, good evening. It's Sunday night in America. Ben in Maine on WGAN, welcome to Sterling every damn Sunday. Hello, Ben. Tell me about your feelings about marriage. I say most marriages fail, all marriages fail, because they got married too young. One person got married too young. It isn't that they didn't try. It isn't that they didn't mean well. They got married too young. What do you think, Ben?
Well, you know, that it's an interesting point, and that kind of brings me to my suggestion is the old custom of betrothal, or betrothal.
I don't know what that is. Is that how you got married, Ben?
Oh, no. Betrothal is when you make a commitment, and it's biblical, and, you know, for several years, mm-hmm. You were, you know, committed without physical relationships, and you know, maybe that should be brought back.
Yeah, I think that's a terrible idea because most marriages result in no physical relationship. And I thank you very much for calling, Ben. Thank you for calling 855-839-1210. I say most marriages fail because people get married too soon. Mateus Boom Boom in Hollywood, well, how do you feel about that?
Boom Boom Hollywood, telling every damn night.
I don't know. I think you may have something, you know. Sex is great after most relationships starts, and then it never happens again for the rest of the natural lives of the relationship. It's just the way it is. So it's just, it's the way of all things. Maybe some people have it a little better off, but I think that's the way it works.
Mateus Boom Boom in Hollywood is our great movie film critic. He loves this show for reasons I don't understand because he's erudite, educated, and eccentric, and yet he still likes this very mainstream pop culture show. Mateus, what movies did you see this week that we must see?
Well, I don't know if you must see this movie. I don't know if I wanted to see this movie, but I went anyway to tell you about it tonight here on this great program. And the movie I saw was called Good Fortune. Now, it's written and directed by Aziz Ansari. You probably remember him as Tom on the program Parks and Recreation. He stars as Arj, and he's a struggling Southern California gig worker. He's about to give up with any hope, but he's watched over by Gabriel, an angel, right? Well, it is. He's a well-meaning, inept angel who's assigned the simple task, this angel is, of watching over texting drivers to make sure they don't get into accidents. Gabriel is played by Keanu Reeves, who takes an interest in Arj and wants to help him. He seizes on the idea of temporarily switching Arj's life with that of a wealthy venture capitalist, Jeff, who's played by Seth Rogen. Now, a trading places type comedy ensues, but Arj is now loving a new good life. He doesn't want to go back, and Jeff learns of a world he never knew about and wants to be switched back at once. And Gabriel's meddling causes him to lose his wings, and he has to live amongst the mortals to try and fix it all to return to his celestial home. So there's a few good laughs. Rogan is cast again as a very disagreeable type that he plays so well, it makes you believe he's actually like that in real life. In other words, unlikable. And Reeves is charming, but Ansari's character's, his avarice makes him a little bit unlikable, too. So Good Fortune is perhaps not aptly named, and even William Devane could not improve it.
Well, if William Devane can't improve it, then really what hope is there? It's a Keanu Reeves movie, and it's called Good Fortune.
That's right.
And was Keanu the lead in this? Was it his movie?
No, he is just this well-meaning angel that he's well-intended, but screws things up.
Much like myself.
No, I think you do a lot more than that. You entertain, educate, and have a very charming program that a lot of us really like.
Yeah, but you know what my mother used to say?
Tell me.
Not everybody's going to think you're funny. And this is the burden of my life. Mateus Boom Boom in Hollywood, our great bon vivant expert on the Hollywood scene. Any gossip that we need to know about coming out of L.A.? Anything salacious?
Well, it's interesting. I was reading that Aziz Ansari, who is involved in the picture I just told you about, had been earlier working on a project that he had really wanted to get out, but there have been some trouble with some of the cast members involved, and they're trying to work out those details. One of the cast members was inappropriately had an inappropriate moment with one of the ladies in the cast.
All that whining from those girls, endless whining. What the heck did that guy do? What did he do? Say, hey, you look great today?
Right. So he's still trying to put it together. But that man is a very famous comedian whose name went right out of my head as I'm talking to you now. I don't know why. Probably because, you know, being in your presence makes me forget very important facts. But he is the number one comedian in the world.
All right. Then what you have to do is it'll come back to you and I need you to call back in because everybody's sitting here going, there's not much point to that story if we don't get the name, buddy.
Right.
Where are
Bill,
you on social?
Bill Murray.
Oh, okay, Bill Murray. So Bill Murray was inappropriate. Yeah. We've heard this before. Now, yes. How do we find you on social media, Mateus Boom Boom in Hollywood?
It's MAB Hollywood on your web browser, and on Facebook, it's Mateus Boom Balls Hollywood. That's MATIASBOMBAL'S Hollywood like the city on Facebook, Mateus Boom Balls Hollywood.
Mateus, thank you very much for being on Sterling every damn night. My phone number is 855-839-1210. We're going over the very hot topic of, do most marriages fail because people get married too soon? I say that is why every marriage fails. One person got married too soon. Karen in California. I'm right, aren't I? Karen? Of course she just left. You know... 855-839-1210. And, you know, I had her queued up just right. She was already right there. She could have been on social media and on national media. 855-839-1210. You and I are sharing about marriage and why most marriages fail. And I do not believe the reason most marriages fail is people don't try. People don't mean well. People cheat. I don't think so. I think far fewer people cheat than is believed. Cheating is hard. It's difficult to do cheating. A lot of trouble. It's like, I'd rather sleep another hour. I don't need all that excitement at all. I believe that most marriages fail because one or the other person was not ready to get married to anybody. And that's why they fail. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. And I have a website. Have you seen the website? It's waltersterlingshow.com. waltersterlingshow.com. You get to see the latest photos that I've taken with my iPhone. And you get to send me the latest photos you've taken from your iPhone or even that sucky Android phone. WalterMSterling@gmail. WalterMSterling@gmail. Send that to me. Send me the latest picture you've taken, and then we get to bond. Sterling every damn Sunday.
Meet Stacy Martin. Stacy Martin lives in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the home of the University of Alabama, the Roll Tide people. Yeah, Stacy Martin, by the way, a guy, not a gal. I'm always confused. There's lots of men and women named Stacy or Tracy. Have you noticed that? It's kind of weird. And perhaps this is why Stacy did the crime. Apparently, he went into a gentleman's club in 2010 and sexually assaulted a dancer at Southern Gentlemen's Club. Southern Gentlemen's Club. And at the time, it was located on Martin Luther King Boulevard. Now, Southern Gentlemen's Club, you know, they play a lot of country music. They play some Lynyrd Skynyrd. I bet you have a dancer, Shake Away to Simple Man, or Ooh Ooh That Smell. Always like it when a stripper dances to Ooh Ooh That Smell. And she was sexually assaulted in the club. They collected some DNA. And DNA follows you forever. Good reason, if you're committing crimes, never leave DNA behind. And thank God they finally got this guy. Who knows how many other victims he has. A lot of times I think people think you assault or attack an exotic dancer, and they're not going to say anything. They're not going to say a word. Mainly because a lot of our gentlemen's clubs are run by, shall we say, less than reputable people. And they don't like it when you tell stories or make convictions on their clientele. That's it. Dancer is only going to have a short window. She gets some cellulite and she's done. A customer, a male customer, can be there forever. Stacy Martin, his middle name is D'Angelo, who's 19 years old when he did the crime. Now he's going to do a lot of time, and I think that's good. DNA brings justice, even at the Gentleman's Club. From the Champagne Room, this is Velo Hool. Strippers on the loose, Sterling every damn night.
All right, listen. Have you heard this show before? Are you new? Let me explain. My name's Walter Sterling. I used to wear a suit to work. I used to wear wingtip shoes. I used to wear Brooks Brothers ties. I was what was known in our culture as a grown-up. I had grown-up jobs that involved PowerPoints and inter-office memos and figuring out how to get rid of the other guy. I was a media consultant. I worked with newspapers, magazines, radio stations, TV stations to figure out how they could get a bigger share of audience. That's what I helped them do. Every now and then, it actually worked. I also started a business called Hit Views. Hit Views, which is at least 2 hours of stories, was the first company that recognized online influencers. The first one. I was, this sounds like a total a-hole, but it's a fact. I was the first one to say, well, wait a minute. These people making videos in their basement, they get a million views. ESPN puts up a video, they get 200 views. Wait, they know something. What would happen if the companies that want to market their product online, like Pepsi, MTV, Timberhill, what if companies like that knew they needed to get online, but didn't know how because it was a brand new medium, what if we set up an arbitrage where they could identify talent that they wanted, we would contact the talent, we'd get the product integrated into those videos, and the talent would get paid because they were barely getting paid, if at all, ever, and they were living in their parents' basement. Well, it was a huge hit. It was very successful business. We generated like over 125 million views for our clients, and we were the first ones there. And that was the problem. We were the first ones there. And therefore, every time we went to an ad agency, what are you talking about? It's not in our budget. We don't have a budget line for wacky videos. They didn't have a budget line for wacky videos. We had to do a primary sell. Are you in sales? You're in retail. Think about this. We had to do a primary sell explaining from scratch what this was, what online videos were, what influences are. The people on this radio station all day were the original media influencers. For over 110 years, this radio station has presented great radio hosts who can take a product and say, you really should try this. This is terrific. And millions of people buy it. Radio stars were the first online influencers. And in fact, the roles were incredibly similar in that most of the people on the radio run their own equipment, and all the online influencers run their own equipment and do it the way they want. That's what I used to do. Now I'm a radio host. I am a radio host sharing information. I don't share any information, sharing stupid ideas with you. I'm on every night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. East Coast on WPHT in Philadelphia and the Odyssey app. No matter where you live in America, you can hear this show on the Odyssey app. How do you spell that? O-D-Y? No. It is the best company with the worst name. A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You download that, and you can hear me every damn night. Right, Rebecca Canner? Right, Beryl Kravitz? Every damn night, 855-839-1210 is my number. And my website is Walter Sterling Show. You can learn about the show. You can learn about me if that's of any interest to you, and see really interesting photos of my kids. Yes, I suffer from having three daughters. Being my daughter, I suspect, is more suffering than I experience. I have great daughters. I am so lucky. That's because they have a great mom. And tonight, I'm sharing with you about my theory on marriage, and I'm right, which is the reason most marriages in America fail is because people get married before they're ready. One or the other party gets married too soon. And they think, well, I'm 28, 29, I better get married. No, you better wait until you're damn sure. And the minute you're sure, the minute your marriage clock goes off, that second it goes off, then you will have a successful marriage. You get married before that goes off, and it'll be a disaster. It won't work. And it has nothing to do with who you're marrying. It has to do with you. Oh, our marriage isn't working out. No, that's your fault. It's your fault. Because you got married before you were ready. Then the minute you are ready, almost anybody will do. My number is 855-839-1210, Sterling, every damn Sunday.
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Copeland.
And coming up tonight, I'm going to share with you a brand new language. No, really.
Sterling every damn night, Sterling every damn night. Come on over. Midnight misfits rejoice. We know Sterling's your choice. Come on over. Sterling's on from coast to coast. He don't brag and he don't boast. He just hits it out of the park every night when it gets dark. You know Sterling's so cool. His mama didn't raise no fool. You'll have fun. So tune on over.
5-839-1210. It's a live radio show. And my phone is 855-839-1210. You get to address America just like Jack, listening in Philadelphia. Welcome to Sterling every damn night, Jack. I believe the marriages fail because one or the other person gets married too soon. They're not ready to get married. It's not effort. It's not sexo. It's not money. One person got married too soon. How do you feel about that, Jack?
Well, I have to say I agree with you on that end, but the idea that people that wait longer and just marry anybody, I think that's another reason that people get divorced.
That they get to a point in life where they're old and they say, I'm just going to marry the next one who comes along, and that results in failure. Did that happen to you, Jack? I heard it did.
Oh, no, it did not happen to me. I've been with my wife since one marriage and one marriage only for me.
I agree with you about that. I don't view it as a sport. I totally believe that when you get married, you stay married. And if you have kids, you stay married and make it work. It's not that hard. What do you think about that, Jack?
Yeah, I'm on board with that. Like I said, my mom and dad were married for many, many, many years, even though, there might have been problems and all. But, until my dad died, they stayed married, so... And I've been married many, many years myself, and, I have never had any problems. They were serious, but, just the normal stuff you have to deal with.
Well, be a romantic. Tell me the best thing about your wife.
Best thing about my wife, she puts up with me.
Yeah. Yeah. And tell me, when do you think Wawa is going to realize that they totally screwed up with the hoagie roll?
Well, by going to their own baking?
By doing their own baking. They used to use a bakery, an Italian bakery, a Philadelphia Italian bakery. The rolls were great. Yeah. Now the rolls suck.
There used to be Amoroso.
Right, right.
And then when they first went to baking, they brought in Amoroso, but they were par-baked, and then they would bake them in their own ovens. I mean, that's not a bad idea, but... the problem is, I guess, with economics and all that stuff, they're going to go with the lowest bidder, and the lowest bidder ain't what we're getting now. So,
I mean, it's pretty much like we have great value hoagie rolls now. Those Walmart great value hoagie rolls. It's like that.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, I had Wawa for dinner tonight, and it wasn't a hoagie roll, but it was
a lot
of rolls.
What'd you have?
I had. Grilled chicken with barbecue sauce, cheese, and bacon.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your call at 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. It's a live radio show. You get to speak to the nation. And I want to share about the fact that I'm right, that the reason most marriages fail is because one or the other person gets married before they're ready. before they're ready. They get married because I'm old or I'm not old or I think I should or my sister's gotten married. And they get married and they have no business being married. Steve the Baker at JB Bakery in Burlington, New Jersey, and Selena, the manager, the executive vice president of marketing at JB Bakery in Burlington, New Jersey. How many years have you two been together since she's legal?
It's been a good 2 years.
And has it been a good 2 years for you, Selena?
It has. Years, especially because it's been on this show at least once a week, pretty much for the entirety of that 2 years.
And very few other people would attribute this show to a successful relationship. However, Neil Paul and Judy Paul got engaged on this show. He knelt and he asked her to marry him, and she was startled. I wasn't startled. It was long overdue. They got married. They had a beautiful, rich person wedding, and now they live in bliss. They have two homes. They have one in Philadelphia, and they have one in Ventnor. They have a beach house, a beach condo, and they're very happy. So they blame this show for much of their happiness. I can't think of anybody but you and him that blame this show for any happiness at all.
Well, it's been wonderful because our first date, like official date, was on our air with you, Walter.
You're kidding. I didn't know that.
Our very first phone call.
I didn't know it either. I just knew we were going to be on the radio.
Well, how did that scam come about here? I thought you guys were well established the first time you were on the radio.
I had to figure out another way to get together without having it be work related. And that was my go-to way, like my, I don't know, my alibi or something like that.
Very clever.
Now,
were you Selena, were you 18 at that time?
I was 19, actually.
Oh, so everything was fine, no problem. Now, what sort of ring do you want, Selena?
Oh, a really big one. You know, like the one that Lauren Bezos just got? Bigger than that.
And what shape should it be?
You know, I go back and forth on this one. Every time I see one that I like, someone else gets engaged, and I feel like I can't have a ring that looks like anyone else's ring that I know. So I have to think about that one because I have a couple of friends who just got engaged.
The thing about diamonds, Selena, is that they absorb the energy of the person wearing them. That's what makes them unique. No matter what shape it is or what type of diamond you get, Selena, it's going to look unlike anybody else's because it's going to have your energy. And here's a value tip. The value tip is, if you want it to be as valuable as it can be, it has to be round. Even though the marquees may look cool and the square ones may look spiffy, the fact is, value is in the round ones.
Well, then I guess it's got to be round.
The other thing is, I want you to spend a half hour online learning about grades and sizes. The gradient and the color of diamonds. Make sure you know what that is, and don't let them give you a ring without its certificate from the GIA, from the Gem Institute of America, to certify that it's a real diamond and exactly what grading it is. Otherwise, you can't get it insured properly, and you can't resell it if there's trouble.
Well, see, you say that you don't know that there's been any other romance on this show, but I can't imagine anything more romantic than getting this kind of information that will equip me for nothing but success in the future.
Do you have any beauty pageants coming up? Selena is a pageant girl. Do you have any pageants coming up?
I've actually got one next Saturday. This coming Saturday, the 25th.
Where?
I'm getting ready.
Where?
It's going to be on the Ocean City Music Pier, Ocean City, New Jersey, right on the...
Well, there you go. JB Bakery, Burlington, New Jersey. Thank you very much, Steve the Baker and Selena Ballerina, for being on Sterling Every Damn. You just seem to be on way too much. Sterling Every Damn Sunday.
Sterling every night, with the cup on is alive. Neon lights flicker, the patrons talking jive. Bullets over trail. Sky. Detective Vic Ferrari.
Walter. On tonight's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to talk a little bit about the time I was a cop in Florida. So after doing my 20 years with the NYPD, I moved down to Florida. I took a 2.5-week comparative compliance course. I had to pass a state exam. I get a certification to become a cop in Florida. And I immediately knew that it was going to be a challenge because things are so much different. And in Florida, the cops are a lot more customer service friendly. And everything from DUIs and the paperwork, it just was different. But one thing that the cops down in Florida have to deal with a lot, which we didn't have to in New York City, was bad checks. And the supermarkets down in Florida, every supermarket and drugstore, a lot of people just pay with checks. Well, what winds up happening is people wind up bouncing checks. And a lot of time it's criminally. Someone gets their hands on someone else's checkbook, or someone knows there's no funds in their bank account and continue to write checks anyway. So they wind up burning these businesses. So I remember one day when I was in field training, I was with a cop that was like shadowing me and telling me what to do. We go to this supermarket. The guy hands me a bad check and he's got a photocopy of the driver's license. So it was a lot of paperwork. I had to fill out all this paperwork, and then we drove around looking for this guy. Like in New York, we would just hand it off to detectives in Florida. They want you to, you know, go look for the guy. So find this guy that wrote the bad check and lock them up. And I really thought that the whole process was a pain in the ass. Well, what winds up happening is I kept getting called to the same supermarket. And one day I get there and the manager hands me about 20 bounce checks. And I go, all from the same guy? He goes, no. I said, so you've been sitting on 20 bounce checks from 20 different people for 3 or 4 weeks. And now you're going to call me and you expect me to write all these reports for all these incidents. He goes, well, what do you want me to do? I says, I'm going to take 2 and I'm going to write them. And tomorrow you're going to call the police and the next cop is going to take 2 and so on and so on. You do this piecemeal. Every time someone burns you with a bad check, you call the police. You don't sit on it for a month and then call the police and then say, here's all these bounced checks. Needless to say, he wasn't happy with me and he complained, but my sergeant basically sided with me and told the manager of the supermarket, next time you get a bounce check, call the cops immediately. Don't sit on it for a month. So for more behind the scenes NYPD stories, be sure to check out my new book, NYPD, Behind the Blue Wall of Silence.
Parking lot hijinks. Details later, the people of Walmart, Sterling every damn night.
All right, so I got this scary phone call from my middlest daughter, Meredith. And Meredith is in Brooklyn. She had just started to get her own, New York, not Ohio. She just got her own apartment. She goes to Brooklyn College. She's a successful student. She's a piece of work. She also spent the weekend seeing the Violent Femmes, your favorite group.
I hope you know. This will go down on your permanent record.
Yeah, we'll talk about your permanent record coming up in just seconds.
I need someone, a person to talk to.
The Violent Femmes, your favorite group. Now listen to me. My daughter Meredith calls me up seconds before air saying that she has a pain in her side. And of course, like all of us, the minute she got a bad pain in her side, she looked up where that would be. She went to the Dr. Google, and Dr. Google revealed it was right around her gallbladder. Now, there are gallbladder attacks, as you know, and there are gallstones. She's 20. It would be a little early for the gallstones, I hope. I hope she never gets them. But I said to her, well, can you walk? And she said it was hard to walk. I said, can you breathe? Yes. Do you have, like, chest pains? Yes. So she had pain that was bad enough to keep her from walking easily. And for you, that's not a big deal because you have the big house. But she lives in a 5-story walk-up because she's a student. By law, every student, every undergraduate student must live in a 5-story walk-up in New York City. And I listened to the symptoms and all. I said, you know, you probably want to go to the ER. Where do you think the closest hospital is? Now, the best thing about my kid is even though she might seem to be living on Mars when you talk to her, she has a practical streak that will save her life forever. And the practical streak said, you know, take an Uber to a good neighborhood and go to Columbia Presbyterian. Why Columbia Presbyterians? It's the best hospital in New York City, and it was Dr. Oz's hospital. And it's where my mother, who was rich and could go to any hospital or any doctor she wanted, that's where she wanted to go, to Columbia Presbyterian. And also what she doesn't know, what my kid doesn't know, is the doctor who delivered her is with Columbia Presbyterian. If I had to go to the hospital in New York City, I'd go to Columbia Presbyterian. And I have to say, my friends who went to other hospitals, those stories aren't as good. My friends who go to Columbia Presbyterian, if they have to go at all, that seems to work out all right. She took herself to the emergency room, and I'm proud of the fact that she made the effort to find the right hospital. And what I said to her is let her sister, who lives in Greenwich, know that she's there, so she has coverage from the suburbs. And I'm going to let another friend of mine who lives in Manhattan know that she's there, and he's got a good heart. He might actually go and visit her if she has to spend the night. They might go and visit her. In fact, if she has to spend the night, hey Meredith, if you have to spend the night, I will get in the car and come and see you, because I'm a father. I'm not a baby daddy. That's the stupidest phrase. Well, you know, I have a baby daddy. Really, you don't have that kid. Kid doesn't need a baby daddy. It isn't a game show. A kid needs a father. You know what my pronouns are? Father/sir. Those are my pronouns. Father/sir.
I need someone, a person to talk to.
How do you feel? Do you think I did the right thing? 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. I shared with you a couple of years ago, I had a kid who was in a car wreck. And she was saying, you know, I don't want to sue them. I don't want to get involved in a lawsuit. And I'm listening. I'm so stupid. I'm listening. And it was this daughter. It was Meredith, my middle daughter. It was this daughter who was in the car wreck. And she's recovered well. Because we went to really good doctors, and it ended well in the middle there. We had a doctor who screwed up. But anyway, I said on the air, okay, she doesn't want to go to a lawyer. She doesn't think we should get a lawyer. She doesn't want to deal with all of that. And she's like 48 hours after the accident. Finally, you called up and smacked me. And you said, really, Walter? You're listening to a 17-year-old who's on painkillers and has a concussion. That's who you're taking legal advice from? You be a father, she said. I had a caller who said, you be a father. You get her the best lawyer you can, and you will thank me. And I thank you, because we got the best lawyer we could. And they were the good ambulance chasers with a fancy conference room. And they took care of our Meredith, and Meredith got an appropriate settlement, and hopefully that'll help settle her for years. I told her to go to an ER for the pain in her side. And, you know, she said, what about urgent care? I said, don't go to an urgent care. There are no doctors at an urgent care. I said, well, you go to an ER. And I'm proud of her that she didn't go to the one nearby. She went to the best one she could get to in the best neighborhood. Well, how do you feel about that? 855-839-1210. That's my phone number. Sterling every damn Sunday.
Sterling every damn night. Oh, yeah!
It's a very big radio show. It's coast to coast from WGAN in Maine to KFBK in Sacramento. These are two dominant radio stations. When they decide to affiliate stations on the network, I say I only want dominant radio stations. Because this show deserves very little, actually, but it should be on dominant radio stations. And I'm live. What? Yeah. It's 11:37 on the East Coast, and this show is live. Welcome, Sterling, every damn Sunday. It's exciting. to feel you. I can feel you in the 18-wheeler and the 4-wheeler getting back from a long weekend. A friend of mine, Thea Landon, who does a great feature on this show, said she was having a 3-day weekend. And I'm sorry, what 3-day holiday is this? Is this a 3-day holiday where you live? 855-839-1210. That's my phone number. I guess 855-839-1210. And I have a daughter, Meredith, who we all adore, who went to an ER tonight. Now, on a Sunday night at about 10 o'clock, the last thing you want is your kid calling you saying, I have terrible pain. And I said, yeah, where is it? Describe it. Okay, why don't you go to an ER? Because she could barely walk. She was it was that bad. I said, well, okay. She went to the ER, and I'm very proud of her. Because rather than just going to the closest one to her, she lives in Brooklyn, New York, not Ohio. How lame is that? Any other Brooklyn in America, there are other towns, as you know, named Brooklyn. They should be forced by federal law to not use that name. That should only be Brooklyn, New York. Because if you think you're going to get a pizza or a bagel or Chinese food in any other, quote, Brooklyn in America, you'll be very disappointed. Alternately, if you think you're going to find a Walmart or a Home Depot in Brooklyn, New York, you will be very disappointed. My number is 855-839-1210. That's my phone number. You go on live. You get to be speaking with America. America, my manager. I'm sorry, not my manager, my agent. I always get this confused because apparently it's a big difference to people who care. Right? Right, Mr. Simone? Right, Mark Simone? It's a big deal. In my next life, I want to be Mark Simone. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But my daughter needed to go to the ER. That's what we agreed to, and she did it. And rather than doing the stupid thing, which is to go to an ER nearest your home, she made the little extra effort to get to the ER, the good one, in Park Slope, Brooklyn, Columbia Presbyterian. That's the hospital you want to go to if you're in New York City, and that's the right part of town. That's where she went. I don't know what's going on now. She was waiting in the ER for the doctor, but we give our prayers to my Meredith, my sweet, precious Meredith. If she has to stay overnight, then you know what, Mom? We're going to go see her because that's what parents do. I don't pretend to be a baby daddy. Where the hell did that awful phrase come from? You give sperm and then you get out of town. You give sperm. You go do drugs. You go to Florida to do drugs. And then you say, I'm a baby daddy. I got I'm a baby daddy to 7 different baby mamas. Really? Is that the claim to fame? My pronouns are, ready? I should even get a t-shirt. I should even get a coffee mug that says this. My pronouns are father/sir. Those are my pronouns. Father/sir. I think we should get a nice shirt. We should get a nice shirt that says, Vineyard Vines shirt. Real small, discreet, embroidered, blue, on light blue, that says father/sir. Those are my pronouns. That means I am a father, and it means you better call me sir. I can't stand it when I'm calling the phone company, the electric company, and they call me by my Walter. I don't know you. Don't you call me Walter. You call me sir. You call me Mr. Sterling. None of this, hi, Walter. How can we help you today? How are you doing today, Walter? Don't you love that script? Don't you love the script that all customer service people are given? Hello, Walter. How can we help you today? How are you doing today, Walter? My Wi-Fi doesn't work. My mood will improve when you fix it. Well, I can certainly run tests from here. No, I want you to send the guy. I want you to send the woman to come and deal with my Wi-Fi, and that is the end of what I'm going to say. This is now all on you. Get it fixed. Well, all right. Yes, we will try. And what Wi-Fi do you have? No, you're supposed to know that. You're supposed to know which modem I have. It has your logo on it. And therefore, on the billing and invoicing, I believe you should have knowledge of my modem. Or it's worse, because AT&T is good, actually, for time. Like, I'll get answered in 60 seconds. But God love you, if I call a cell phone company, any cell phone company, this is a procedure that no cell phone company has mastered just yet. It's all a mystery to them. How exactly to do customer service? I could be on hold for 20, 25 minutes before any cell phone company answers, and then we get put on the special hold. All right. Or, now I'm going to tell you something. You're going to say this is some racist thing. It's not. You and I know, the minute we call customer service, if that person is in the United States of America, if they are on the mainland, or if they're in the Philippines, if they're fighting the Battle of Bataan, waiting for us. If I get somebody in the Philippines, I got a good tip from a customer service person. The good tip from the customer service person is, you can ask for somebody on the mainland. I can? Yes, they can transfer you to somebody on the mainland, and you can ask for that, and they will do it. Well, son of a gun. Yes, that wastes two minutes, but it's true. And then all of a sudden, I get the real customer service people who are in Denver, Kansas City, KMBZ, St. Louis, KMOX. I get the real customer service people. A whole different experience. But I'm very proud of my Meredith, who's at Columbia Presbyterian in Brooklyn. She's at the right hospital. She'll get the right care. She has a bad, bad pain in her side right where there's a gallbladder, according to Dr. Google. And I hope I did the right thing. It is 11:45 at night, not the ideal time to go to an ER, but I hope it goes well, and I look forward to hearing the situation. And I will see her if she actually has to stay overnight. Hey, Meredith, if you have to stay overnight, we will see you, because we're actual parents. That's what we do. How we get there, where we sleep, these are mysteries. Don't care. And make sure that you let your Aunt Kelly know you're there so you have coverage. And I'll let some of my friends know you're there too. Meredith, you're going to be okay. We love you. And all advice welcome. Your kid goes to the ER on a Sunday night. Holy crap. My number is 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. What a good segment. What a brilliant broadcaster I am. Sterling every damn Sunday.
The people of Walmart, Sterling every damn night.
Walmart employs an insane amount of truck drivers. Some of them go coast to coast delivering provision. Some stay in a relatively small centered area while they do their delivering to make sure when you go to Walmart, the shelves are fully stocked. Well, if you ever drive by a Walmart after midnight, sometimes there's trucks all over that parking lot, usually together, and it's a safe place for our truckers. They sleep overnight. They under bright lights, and they're able to go to Walmart when they wake up to get something quick to eat and also to use their wonderfully clean bathrooms. Well, Truckers Against Trafficking, apparently all human trafficking for the most part, has a truck driver component to it. And the Truckers Against Trafficking have trained over 2 million truckers in how to spot human trafficking and what to do. Yeah, don't go like John Wick, don't start shooting people. Call 911. That's what we should all do, right? Call 911 if you see suspected trafficking. Walmart is against human trafficking, and most truckers are as well. But there are some truckers, they'll do anything for a check, anything at all. And frequently when you see those gaggle of semis in a parking lot, the lot lizards show up. And no, it's not a reptile, man. Kind of a reptile. It is a lady of the evening that specializes in making truck drivers happy so they can get a good night's sleep in their cab. For the people of Walmart, this is Velo Hool, Sterling every damn night.
Walter Sterling.
Sterling every damn night.
Our music director, our executive producer of music, Lee Harris, is responsible for the incredible live music that we have. What? Yeah, the incredible recorded music that we have on our live radio show. It's 52 minutes past the hour with Walter M. Sterling, live coast to coast from WGAN in Maine to KFBK in Kansas, in Sacramento, and in Independence, Missouri, we have Dan. Now, Dan, I think it would be cool on shirts to embroidered, nice shirts, proper shirts, not cheesy T-shirts that they give away on morning zoos. Who the hell wants those? No, proper shirts that real small you could wear to the country club just says sir slash father as their pronouns. How do you feel about that, Dan?
I feel great about it because of the fact that people should still have a right within reason to express themselves, just like, and I really believe that you should make up your own shirts, such as what you just mentioned, because like Pat Walsh, the Pat Walsh show that's on every night from Monday through Friday, number one in at late night talk in Sacramento, and is done. He's got quite a store, quite a bit of merchandise in there, and even he got his own podcast. He's really great.
Yeah, I have often guest starred for Pat Walsh. I know Pat Walsh's work, and I know Bill White, who runs KFBK, who's a great programmer, seriously underpaid, should have a much bigger job. He should be the regional executive vice president in charge of talk radio for the entire West Coast. What do you have on in the background that's annoying me, Dan?
Oh, well, I didn't mean to annoy you. It's a Jimmy Swagger thing, and I've never been this homesick before. He's in Crusade Live, so let me turn it off.
Yeah, I never want to hear that again. Now, listen, I'm not done. The name of the show is Sterling Every Damn Night, and I thought the other thing that would be good on a shirt, embroidered tiny, is one that just says Every Damn Night. Doesn't say my name. It just says Every Damn Night. And then people would automatically assume it's about sex.
Wow. Boy, I guess just like beauty, it's an eye of the beholder, ain't it? If they only knew the backstory about what it means, it's because it means that you're the best show on at the moment for tonight, and every should be every night. And
it is every
night. When you open your mouth, you have something to say.
Hey, Dan, I'm on every night. If you get the Odyssey app, you can hear me. I'm on in Philadelphia, WPHT, every damn night, live, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.
All right. I will check into it and find it, and I will be listening to you every night. Thanks for the information. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir, for calling in to 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. It's so exciting to share with you. I have this theory that the reason most marriages fail is not because they don't try. It's not because they don't mean well. It's not because they cheat. It's because one or the other person got married before they were ready. I believe that inside of each of us, inside of each of us, is a marriage clock. And if a person gets married before that clock goes off, that marriage is not going to work, and it doesn't matter who it is. That's why it gets confusing. You know, he was such a good guy, but, you know, it didn't work out. She was so beautiful, but it didn't work out. It didn't work out not because of the other person, but because of you. That's why it didn't work out. You got married before you were ready, before your marriage clock went off. And then it won't work. Doesn't matter who you marry. I am so lucky. I was blessed with terrific relationships. I had the privilege of dating wonderful women. And if I had married any of them, it would not have worked because I wasn't ready. I married a wonderful woman who claims to be my wife. It's very little proof. I don't remember anything. But I was ready. And she was ready because, you know, it was me. I mean, what else was going to get better? And as a result, we've been married a shockingly long period of time, partly because of this marriage advice. I don't get involved with my marriage. I let my wife and her sister manage my marriage. And then everything's fine. What do I do? Everything else. Cooking, shopping, cleaning, getting up on time to go to school, getting up on time to bring the kid home. I get involved with everything else. Everything else. But that's my theory, that the reason marriages fail is because one or the other party gets married way too soon. They're just not ready. How do you feel? 855-839-1210. You and I are talking on a national radio show, a live national radio show on great radio stations like WPHT in Philadelphia, home of Greg Stocker, beleaguered program director, and WGAN in Maine, KFBK in Sacramento, KMBZ-FM in Kansas City. What a great station that is, run by a freaking genius. What are you doing there in Kansas City? All right, Walter M. Sterling, every damn...
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Copeland.
It's great that every single person in the talk radio industry, Mark Simone, listens to this show, and only Mark admits it. And I am grateful to you, Mark. One day I want to be you. Dave Scott, a known Canadian, a great broadcaster, host of Spaced Out Radio, and has a terrific website, spacedoutradio.com. Dave Scott is live from Canada. He has crossed the border. There have been no issues with ICE, and I congratulate you on that. Now, Dave, I have two questions for you.
Sure.
Are your pronouns sir slash father? You're not a baby daddy, are you?
No, I don't do pronouns. I prefer the English language, and I am a father. I am a dad. Very proud to be one.
Not a baby daddy.
No.
And the other question is, I believe that half the marriages fail, not because people don't try, not because they're screwing around, not because of any big trouble. They all start out meaning well. I believe that most of the marriages fail because you and I, everybody has a marriage clock inside them. And at they hit a point in their life. It's not chronological. It could happen at 18. They hit a point in life where they're ready to get married. They're ready. And any viable partner, it'll work. People who get married before their clock goes off, it will fail. No matter how terrific the partner is, that marriage will fail because they're not ready. How do you feel about that, Dave Scott?
Well, I would agree with that. I mean, you know, I look at my ex-wife and myself, you know, we probably got together too early, too young, without fulfilling life and getting our careers started. And you know, you get stupid and you start thinking that the grass is greener on the other side when realistically it's not.
I waited until my career wasn't starting, until it was completely over. And then I got married. Then I had time to concentrate on dealing with my sister-in-law.
That happens. That happens. By the way, I saw a picture on Facebook of your wife and daughter, and I must say, your wife is stunning. You have a beautiful wife.
And she still talks to me.
Hard to believe.
It is hard to believe. I'm very lucky. I have a beautiful wife, and I have three gorgeous daughters. Now, the picture that you saw that's on Facebook right now is my middlest daughter, or Samantha calls her, my medium sister. She's my medium sister. The medium sister right now is in the emergency room in Brooklyn at Columbia Presbyterian because she has a bad pain in her side, right where your gallbladder is, according to Dr. Google. So it'll be interesting. I'm glad she got to the ER, even on a Sunday night. I'm glad she called us all and asked for advice. And I think I don't know what her mother said, but I said, after what she said, I said, go to the ER. And she was smart enough to not go to the ER nearest her, but to go to the one in the best neighborhood with the best hospital. So we'll see what happens, Dave.
Well, I'm pretty positive she's going to be just fine because, you know, I just feel that way.
I do, too. You know,
pretty positive thoughts out there.
All right. Good thoughts for our Meredith. Thank you. Dave Scott, what thoughts do you have about outer space?
Well, I have an interesting story for you coming out of a place called Falkville, Alabama.
Don't mispronounce that. Just don't mispronounce that.
No. And it's a story that has become known as the Falkville Metal Man. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. You could stop now. That's cool enough. Somebody came up with that title. Please tell your story. Yeah. I'll be quiet.
All right. Well, on the evening of October 17th, 1973, so dear old Davey here was only about 5 months old when this happened. The then 26-year-old chief of police of Falkville, a gentleman named Jeff Greenhaw, responded to a call about a possible UFO sighting in a field near town. Now, arriving at the scene, Greenhaw claimed he encountered a humanoid-looking figure dressed in a highly reflective metal suit. He described the material as something like mercury or nickel, smooth as glass. He said that the figure had no clearly defined neck. Head and neck seemed to be merged. He wore what looked like an antenna on its head and moved in a strangely jerky pattern, like a superhuman way. Greenhaw reported that he snapped 4 Polaroid photos of this entity before it suddenly sprinted off at great speed. So fast, he said, that his patrol car, reaching about 35 miles per hour off-road, could not keep up with this alien. He lost sight of it after swerving and crashing his vehicle. Greenhaw later claimed that the 4 photographs and other items, including his revolver and shotgun, were stolen in a break and enter about 10 years later in 1983. This creature has never been seen since. The skeptics, of course, claim that it was all a big hoax. Nothing happened. That Greenhaw was not seeing what he saw. However, to this day, he still believes that this is something that actually happened, Walter.
Now, why did it? What was the name of this creature? Say that again.
The Falkville Metal Man.
The Metal Man. Now, why was it called a Metal Man?
You know, I can only imagine that maybe he looked like the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz.
Wow. And how tall was it?
Well, it didn't say, but I mean, he said it was pretty much size of an adult human. So let's figure back then, maybe between about 5'7" and 6 feet tall, I would assume. Now, the story does combine a UFO landing report and a humanoid being sighting, which places it in a close encounter zone rather than a distant light sighting. Mm. The idea of the Metal Man suit or outfit adds a dramatic visual effect. Now, of course, he took harassment. Greenhaw, or chief of police at the time, Greenhaw took harassment from the community over this. But he says, you know, in most reports where people have these strange, weird sightings, he says he knows what he saw and he's sticking to it.
Dave Scott, how do we hear you? How do we hear your incredibly great radio show?
Every Monday through Friday night at Spaced Out Radio on YouTube is the easiest for all of you Midnight Misfits. And, of course, you can email us at info@spacedoutradio.com and our website, Spaced Out Radio.
You're a great friend to me. You're a great friend to the show. And I thank you, Dave Scott. Thank you for being on Sterling every damn Sunday. Sometimes.
This is Rob Williams with another riveting tale from the Drive-Thru Brew, where the manager once again has a bone to pick with his slacker employee, young Jake.
Jake, I need to talk to you.
What'd I do this time?
One of our customers told me that you specifically asked him for a tip. Is that true?
I don't recall.
Uh-huh. Well, you know the policy. If someone offers you a tip, you may accept it. But you never, repeat, never ask for one. Is that clear?
The credit card machine at the donut shop asks for one.
I know, and I don't like that.
And the bait and tackle store has a tip jar.
That may be true, but...
And I heard on the radio that tips is now tax-free.
That's correct, but nevertheless, you don't ask. Got it?
Yes, sir.
But moments later, as Jake was finishing up with a customer...
I put your bottles in the box so they wouldn't tip over in your trunk.
Thanks. See you next time.
Oh, wait. Do you follow basketball by chance?
No.
There's a game tonight, and I was wondering if you knew the tip off time.
No idea. Can I go now?
I used to know it. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Of course. Here's a little tip for you, honey. Step back a little so I don't run over the tips of your toes.
Look, it's tough to find good help these days. But tune in next time when the same customer returns and says,
"Oh no, you again?"
That's next time on Drive Through Brew. Rob Williams speaking and leaving immediately.
Lesbians in space.
Are you a parking ticket? I don't know. You've got fine written all over you. Oh, what's that? Oh, very fine. My bad. I didn't read the small print.
Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, it's Sterling every damn night. On the sea or on the land, walk against the situation well in hand.
All right, it's 22 past the hour on the East Coast. Walter M. Sterling live with Peter. I am so jealous, Peter. You live in Santa Cruz, California. Welcome to Sterling every damn Sunday.
Well, thank you for having me, Walter. Finally, some of the bravery to call you. I just want to thank Michael Zerling of KSEO Radio in Santa Cruz for having me on every damn Sunday night.
Michael is a great broadcaster, a terrific friend of this show, and one of my heroes, because Michael isn't part of some big corrupt corporation. He loves Santa Cruz. His station serves the community. I have nothing but praise for Michael Zwirling. What else do you have to share with us, Peter?
Well, I got to tell you, first I want to express positive thoughts for your daughter. I'm having problems over there in the hospital. I'm glad she got in a good hospital.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to express some empathy also, too, for MZ. Poor old MZ I guess he's like in his mid-70s, and he's having a hard time with the radio station. They just don't get enough advertising, and they're sort of running out of deficit. And I hear through the rumor mill that the famous KSEO radio has been open since 1947, is up for sale.
That, I don't know. I don't know enough about Michael's business. All I know about is is who he is and what he does, and what a good guy he is. How long have you lived in Santa Cruz?
Oh, I've been here off and on since 1970, when Santa Cruz was probably about the tenth the size as it is now.
Right.
Now we're sort of shaping up to be like a mini L.A. The traffic's horrendous, and MZ will tell you that on his show. And yeah, I think he still enjoys the radio. He still wants to do a Saturday special. He just doesn't want to has to. He says he has to pay like something like $8,500 for just
right.
For
the, well, that listen, FCC. Peter, yeah. Peter, that's none of our yeah. business. We don't have to worry about that. That's his business, and it's nothing to put on the radio.
He puts it out himself on the radio.
Peter, thank you very much for calling. Thank you for calling. He has the right to put it on the radio. I don't have the right to put it on the radio, but it's nice, Peter, that you care about Michael. I care about Michael, too, and I wish him nothing but the best. I'm grateful that he airs this show because Michael's very fussy about the shows that he airs. And we've been on a long time on Michael's radio station, and I am grateful for that. Walter M. Sterling at 26 past the hour. Now, listen, it's a live radio show. And I realize that in Missouri, because of the federal government shutdown, they're looking at 650,000 people in Missouri not getting their food stamps at the beginning of November. If you're on supplemental nutrition assistance, SNAP, you need those food stamps. And what people who have never gotten food stamps don't know is food stamps are hard to get. The myth is, well, anybody you know is broke, they can get food stamps and they can get food and they'll be fine. Well, food stamps can take months to get. They're hard to get. And they have to prove that they need them, and they should have to prove that they need them. But that involves a lot of documents and support and follow-up. They are hard to get. Medicaid's even harder. And it'll last you about 2 weeks of the month. Well, you know, it pays for all this stuff. It doesn't pay for booze, thank God. It doesn't pay for cigarettes. Doesn't pay for donuts. But here's where it gets really tricky. The food stamps, the 650,000 people in Missouri that are not going to get their food stamps replenished at the beginning of November unless the government opens up again. If you've never had food stamps, good for you, but one out of five people in America do. One out of five people on your street, one out of five people you know get food stamps. Most employees of Walmart get food stamps because they fall under the federal minimums, the county minimums for getting food stamps. Most of the people at Walmart get food stamps. Here's what most people don't know. Yes, you can buy baby formula with food stamps, but you can't get baby bottles. You can get baby formula with food stamps, but you can't get a nipple for that bottle. You can't buy a pot to heat that bottle in. You can't buy gas or electric for your stove to heat that in. You go into a supermarket and you see hot chicken. You can't buy that. You see hot stew. You can't buy that. Food stamp doesn't let people buy heated, hot, fresh food at a supermarket. Now, if you look carefully, next time you're in the supermarket, look where they have the roasted chickens. In the refrigeration unit, it'll say SNAP available or SNAP okay or SNAP qualified. Because if it's cold from yesterday, you can get the chicken. What'd he say? Yeah, you can get the one-day-old chicken that's now cold with the food stamps, but you can't get it when it's hot. You can't buy baby diapers. You can get a baby formula, but you can't buy baby diapers. You can get most canned goods, but you cannot get a lot of fresh items. Not sure you can buy deli meat. Not sure if you can buy, you can't buy fresh sandwiches. If the deli makes fresh sandwiches, it's not going to go with the food stamps. It's a great challenge. And if 650,000 Missourians are not going to be able to get their food stamps replenished at the beginning of November, that's going to be a tough Thanksgiving. That's because the federal government is closed down. That's because the federal government is closed down. My name is Walter M. Sterling. Every damn Sunday.
Sometimes it's nice to hear an old guy complaining on the radio.
It's so beautiful, I don't want to talk over it. You hear something like that and you go, what do these other radio stations do? Why is it only on this station that we have such beautiful production? And the reason is simple. They all are just ass. They're all crappy stations that aren't trying. It's not hard. If it was hard, I couldn't do it. But hey, we know what we're doing. We have a musical director, Lee Harris, very famous broadcaster, and I'm Walter M. Sterling. I've got an email. It's waltermsterling@gmail.com. What is the best thing to do after sex? There's an article in BuzzFeed about what should we do after sex? How to make sex so really good. Believe it or not, the first tip they gave in BuzzFeed about what to do after sex is go to the bathroom. Like, really? That's where you're going? Go to the bathroom? And then it says laugh. Tell some jokes. I'm not going to go there. And then one of the things it says, have some food. What? Well, the reason to have sex is to have food. And after you've had sex a while and you know the rhythm of things, I order the pizza ahead of time. I order the pizza before I have sexo, and it will usually arrive exactly at the right time based on how long sexo usually takes. My pizzas usually take 40 to 45 minutes. That's about as long as sexo is gonna go get the pizza. And the pizza is so important that sometimes after the pizza comes, after the pizza comes, I'll fall asleep. I don't know, maybe you fall asleep after sexo, and you eat pizza. I always fall asleep after that, and I'll wake up next to pizza boxes I don't remember. Forget about the great journey of waking up. I used to wake up next to women I didn't remember. No, I used to wake up next to pizza boxes I didn't remember. Then it turns out that pizza restaurants, pizzerias in America, have had about a 61% decline in business in 2025 versus 2024. The pizza industry is having trouble. Their pizza chains, like one in Missouri, one in Kansas City, 50 locations closing. It's a tough business, turns out. And I'll tell you why. One of the great things about doing a powerful radio show coast to coast in your 18-wheeler and the 4-wheeler, one of the great things about doing a powerful radio show is that I know most important topics, and one of them is pizza. I know the key to successful pizza is the thinner the crust, the better the pizza. The more robust the toppings, the better the pizza. Then there are stupid toppings that have killed the pizza industry, starting with pineapple on top of a pizza. Pineapple doesn't belong on top of a pizza in Hawaii. In Waikiki, it doesn't belong on top of it. There's no place on a pizza in America for pineapple. But tragically, over the years, I've noticed that I used to be able to go into any pizzeria that sold slices, and they'd have cheese, mushroom slices, pepperoni slices, onion and pepper, and sausage. That you could get that in any pizzeria, right? Not anymore. It's been a long time since I've been able to walk into a pizzeria and see sausage pizza. And I'll say to them, where the hell's the sausage pizza? Where is the sausage slice? Because that's what I eat. I eat sausage pizza with extra cheese. Sausage pizza with extra cheese. That is the right answer. Good. So I have to tell you what happened to my kid who went to the ER. One second. So let me just finish this. I say to them, where's the sausage pizza? I want sausage pizza. And they always look in the distance. They won't answer the question. I can't get Jumo Pizza, Molinari Pizza in Jersey. I can't get any pizzeria to tell me, you used to have sausage pizza. I don't want this crap. I don't want the extra cheese pizza or whatever that white cheese pizza is. I don't want that. I want real pizza, which has sausage. Now, my daughter, how do you feel about that? You know I'm right. 855-839-1210 is my phone number, live line. Don't call in and say, you know, talk to the producer and just tell him stuff. No, you call the radio station to go on the air. 855-839-1210. All right, now my Meredith, my middleest daughter, she just texted me. She said, hi, all is fine, going home soon, just given some peptic acid and Tylenol. She has gas. It's genetic. She has gas. I actually have prescription Pepcid because it became a problem. It became a problem on the air. If you have real gas, don't give me TMI. If you have real gas, you can't control it. And I got some gastroenterologist or somebody, I don't know which one it was, to give me prescription Pepcid, which has helped a lot. It's actually helped a lot. Rarely do I have gas attacks on the air, which is a great blessing for all of you. A radio show like this, gas attacks on the air, it's just tacky. Can't have that. Not as tacky as Halloween decorations. I put up many of our Halloween decorations, including the inflatable triple pumpkin. It is a snowman-like structure, except it's orange and it's three pumpkins, a big one, middle one, top one. It's about 6 feet tall, and it's inflated and inflatable. It sits on our front steps, bright, bright lights, and it's moving around. And then I got one of those projection things that projects images on your home, and this one projects skeletons, white skeletons going all over our first floor and second floor of our home. And I told Meredith this, who's in the ER right now. And she said, oh, you put up the tacky ones. And I said, Meredith, all Halloween decorations are tacky. She had to agree. Sterling every damn Sunday.
James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. Thank you. We go down to Indian River County. 36-year-old Florida man has a roommate who happens to be a 58-year-old woman. Hey, I'm not here judging. No. There's no judgment here. We're fine. Whatever. But he gets up in the morning, drops a deuce, and when the woman goes to the shared bathroom, he hadn't flushed yet. So the argument escalated from there. She ends up smacking him with a cooking pot. He spits on her. The cops show up. He gets arrested because technically spitting is assault and battery in Florida. And the report doesn't state whether or not the toilet got flushed. Hold my beer. For our next Florida story, we go to Indian Harbor Beach, where if you look up this story, the first thing you will notice in the pictures, Florida woman is beautiful. She is 21 years old. She is absolutely flawless. There's nothing you could change about her that would make her better. She's in a picture doing the duck lips and a little bikini top, and she looks like a movie star, Fox News level hot. Florida woman and her boyfriend go out for a fun night on the town, have a couple of adult beverages, stay out pretty late, continue the after party when they get home with a few friends. When the friends leave, she wants to do it, and he doesn't. It's 4 in the morning, and she has to have sex so bad that she becomes enraged. She hits him with a hairbrush, punches him in the face, grabs his left nut, and the police report, this is the quote, squeezed them until they were bleeding. This is the most beautiful girl that has ever been on Florida Stories. You would not believe how hot she is. I don't even feel sorry for the guy. Yes, the quote is, squeezed them until they were bleeding. Still, I don't feel sorry for this guy one bit. Luckiest guy in Florida. Hold my beer. For our next Florida story, we go to Valrico. And a 23-year-old Florida man was getting frisky with his 20-year-old girlfriend. Not a lot of details here, but the report says they were engaged in an act of foreplay involving his registered handgun. The woman was shot in the upper body. She was rushed to a local hospital where she later died. He's been charged with manslaughter. But if you were going to do foreplay with a gun, would it be in the upper torso? Wouldn't it be in the lower? I don't know. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Okaloosa County. Yeah, I've been doing this segment too long. Okaloosa County, that's over by Fort Walton, you know, the Destin-Fort Walton metro area. And Okaloosa County is the unincorporated part of Okaloosa Island. Deputies are looking for a couple of would-be thieves, but these guys are idiots. There was an ATM that's outside of a gas station. When the gas station was closed overnight, they show up in the middle of the night with some welding torches, trying to use the blowtorch to cut into the ATM. All they did was weld the hinges shut. There's some video of the guys online. But if you know you don't know how to weld, why would you even do that? What the heck's going on? Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to the oldest city, St. Augustine, Florida. Our hero today is a 19-year-old Florida man who was speeding in his Hyundai Elantra, and a cop lit him up. So Florida man pulls over and complies with the cops immediately. No, I'm just kidding. He takes off. I'm not familiar with the performance ability of a Hyundai Elantra, but he loses the cop. And then 19-year-old Florida man is so happy with himself for evading the cops like some sort of video game that he calls 911 and brags to the police. What do we pay you guys for? Like, I've driven past four cops. That is a quote. With the cops' newfound inspiration, they eventually track him down, pull him over. They found a jar full of marijuana, THC wax, a small bag containing an unknown white powder, and a dish containing a pink tinted crystal substance. I don't know, it might be Himalayan pink salt or something. But they were all in the driver's door pocket of the vehicle. Several pipes and dishes were also found. So I don't know if this guy's smart or not. He managed to evade a police pursuit in a Hyundai Elantra, got away with it, and then pulled on himself. Why would he do that if he has all these drugs in the car? He could have just stopped. He could have just pulled over and it would have been done. Hyundai Elantra, huh? Really?
Wait, hold my beer. What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What
is it? Florida Stories is produced by Spring Rock. I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
I thank the great Lee Harris. There's Meredith. Meredith in the ER. Turns out that she has gas. She has gas. Tylenol and Pepcid have solved her gut problem, but I'm glad she got to the ER. I'm glad she doesn't have gallstones. And thank you for your nice thoughts and your good prayers for our Meredith, who's an angel. She's an angel. I love you, Meredith. I'm glad you're okay. Now, go home and sleep. All right, now, there's a new language. I don't know if you're up to date on this new language. I was exploring special ed schools for my youngest kid, who has autism and apraxia. And we may have to change schools because her school system is not going to pay for her special ed, and it's just a freaking nightmare. Maybe you've had this nightmare. All right, so I'm looking at these different special ed schools, and I'm not going to tell you which school this is, but they refer to themselves as a third space community for families and learners pursuing alternative education methods. We are not a school and not home. We're something in between, a place where children can explore freely. But here's the line. Listen carefully. We prioritize belonging and inclusion for BIPOC, and listen to this, global majority families. They embrace global majority families while welcoming all who share our commitment to anti-oppression and collective care. Through ALLO parenting and shared guidance, we support children's growth. What the heck is ALLO parenting? And what is global majority families? What is global majority families and ALLO parenting? and shared guidance. We support children's growth, creativity, and resilience in a space where everyone can thrive. But now I'm going to have to look up A. This is what it's one word, ALLO parenting, allo parenting. And they embrace BIPOC, I don't know what that is, and global majority families. I can guess what that is. This is a new language. And as I explore special ed schools for my baby, I'm running into all of this new language. Strangely, what I want from school is reading, writing, arithmetic. The greatest gift you and I can receive is a request for help. Email WalterMSterling@gmail.com. I answer every email. I've got a pretty good website, WalterSterlingShow.com. WalterSterlingShow.com. Good decision.
Sterling is brought to life by these creative people. Music director Lee Harris. Technical wizard Dave Scalish. Operations Frank Canal. Sound mixers Sean Cicero, Sean Walsh, Andrew Torres. Voice actors James Parker, James Copeland, that's me, Randy Thomas, Charlie Van Dyke, Charles Van Sant, Robert Clotworthy, Peter Thiel, Dan and Becky Gaffney, Erotic Thrills Thea Landon, Class Act Jill Brooke and Matus Bumball, Baked Goods Steve and Selena JB Bakery, Quantum Physics Dave Scott, a Canadian, Ross Coulthart, an Australian, Skullduggery Vic Ferrari, Blessings Father James Drucker, Meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser, Writer Jerry the Writer.